Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody got gifts and talents and abilities.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And that was our intro by Julius Petty. He has an awesome CD out. You want to go over to his website at myspace.com/Julius Petty, and you will surely be blessed by the music that is coming from this young man. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. God bless you, and welcome to Real Talk with the Pastors. We are just so privileged to be able to come to you on a regular basis to be able to encourage you and motivate you in the things of God. God is good and worthy to be praised. There's none like him. And you want to know, you have to know that you were born to bring glory to your Father in heaven. God has a marvelous plan for your life. Oh, yes, he does. And that's why, as Julius said, everyone has plan. Everyone has gifts and abilities. So don't count yourself out. Don't count yourself out. God has deposited something wonderful on the inside of you, and it is our objective when we come together here on Blog Talk Radio to help to pull that out. Amen. Amen and praise God. Well, as we're waiting for my wonderful husband to come, let us open in prayer. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord, and we magnify your name today. Lord, we lift your name on high. We thank you, Lord, for life today and for life more abundantly. We thank you, Lord, that you are God all by yourself. We thank you for the wonderful plan that you have for our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you have given each and every one of us gifts and abilities. Lord, so I thank you for every listener, and I pray. Pray, Father God, that you will bless each and every person that tunes in to listen to this Blog Talk Radio program, Real Talk with the Pastors. Bless every person that listens live. Bless every person that listens via the archives. Bless every person that calls in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Have your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and you have just tuned in to Real Talk with the Pastors. Amen. Every Tuesday, my husband, Pastor Anthony, and I come together here for Power in the Word to just keep it real with those of you who will come to partake of this particular segment, this particular broadcast. We are doing some wonderful things over in our church over at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. So if you haven't already, I want to invite you to go over to our website at at www.nccmonline.org. There you will be able to see our scheduled events coming up. To mention one in particular, we have our women's conference, our annual Christian Women of Powers conference coming up on October the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. So if you have not already gotten the information about that conference, you want to visit our website. We have some phenomenal speakers and preachers, including myself, who will be bringing a right on time word for your life from the Lord to empower you, to pivot you into position for your purpose, amen, for your purpose of greatness that God has already ordained in your life. And if you can't make it, if you're not local and you can't fly in on that day, we will have audios and DVDs available for your donation to our ministry. So we are just so excited about what God is getting ready to do. And I'm joined now by my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony. I want to say hello to Tina Michelle, who just entered into the chat room. The chat room is open. I know I got in here a little bit late, not even late, but just at the proper moment. And I was remiss in opening the chat room, but the chat room is open now. So, Tina Michelle, a big shout-out to you. I love you, my sister. Pastor Anthony, hello.
Amen. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing blessed. My voice is a little strained today, but I guess that's because of all the praising that I did in church on Sunday.
Amen. Sometimes we use these vocal cords for the glory of God, but today I got enough voice for the both of us.
Amen. Well, hey, you don't have to do any talking for me because I intend to hold my own.
I know you will.
But it's always good to know that I have someone that has my back, because it is the Bible that tells us that a threefold cord is not easily broken. If one falls down, the other one can pick him or her up. So it's a wonderful thing.
Amen, amen, that the Bible does come alive in our lives as we live daily for Jesus.
Yes, amen. I want to welcome B. Caesar, ATL. I believe that means that B. Caesar is from Atlanta. Is that true, B. Caesar? I want to welcome B. Caesar to the chat room. God bless you. Good to see you. So, Pastor Anthony, what's going on?
Oh, there's so much happening. I mean, if you look at the world, especially our economy and the financial news of our day, there's a lot happening. But God's still on the throne, and I just thank God that I'm on the Lord's side today. But I'm excited about life, and I know that many of our listeners are as they continue to tune in. We're taking the kingdom back for God.
Yes, yes, we are. We are taking the kingdom back for God, and we are not being timid about it. It's really about time that we stand up and be the children of the Most High God. It's time that we let this light shine brightly so that people can see and know who our God is. Like you always say, Pastor Anthony, we have to make people jealous. They have to be so jealous of our salvation and of our abundant life and our life more abundantly and life eternally, of our faith and the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, that they want it. That's the goal right there, that we will draw men unto Jesus Christ as he's lifted up from the earth in our own lives, that people will be drawn to the light.
Amen. We are the light of the world, Those who are unsaved should have a desire to have what we have. You know, salvation is a wonderful thing. And not only that, God gives you the ability to have the abundant life on earth. So we should allow people to look at our lives and want what we have, and we can tell them all about what makes us do what we do and why we do what we do.
Amen, because we really are. What did Jesus say? That he would make us fishers? He told the disciples, he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men.
Amen.
You know, I mean, there is a purpose. There is a greater purpose to this life that we're living. And that's why we're here, right, Pastor Anthony? Because what we find is that a lot of Christians are struggling in these days and times. And we need to be able to encourage and exhort each other to say, go ahead, keep going, keep moving forward in the Lord. You can do it. You can make it. There's no weapon formed against you that can prosper. You are more than a conqueror. You are somebody in Christ. God does have a purpose and a plan for your life, and it's great. So we're here to cheer you on. We're here to move you forward, to propel you forward into the greatness that you were born to exude in your life. You were born for greatness. Did you know that, Pastor Anthony? Did you know that you were born for greatness?
Oh, absolutely. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And Jesus said, greater things you do than I did. So, I mean, there's greatness written all over our lives. And if we follow the blueprint and the ways that the Bible teaches us to walk in, we will have some things and accumulate some things and achieve some things in life that are beyond our wildest imaginations.
Wow, and is that wrong? Because a lot of, you know, there's been a lot of different kind of preaching in the church. Pastor Anthony, you've had prosperity preaching. You've had poverty preaching, you've had the preaching of the mentality of suffering. There have been many different extremes of preaching in the church. Is it wrong for someone to want a good life? Is it wrong to want to be successful? Is it wrong to want to be blessed enough to have enough money to take care of yourself and to help someone else? Are those aspirations ever wrong?
No, they're not wrong, and that's why, you know, one of the things that I want to cover today is, you know, the quality of living, the quality of life. There's a certain standard that God looks for us to operate in on a daily basis. And Pastor Rebecca, if I can, I just want to start off by reading a verse of scripture, which is found in Proverbs 31. It talks about
Amen.
That virtuous woman. And listen to what it says in verse 25 until the end. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. And verse 29, listen to this. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman, catch this, that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And I just want to read one verse from Acts 10, talking about Cornelius. Verse 2, a devout man, this is the description of Cornelius, a
yes.
devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Now, that is a parallel between that virtuous woman and Cornelius, who both was blessed in a mighty way by God. It says, but they feared the Lord, and they had integrity, they had character, they were of noble standing, they were devout, and that is the things we need to keep intact as we pursue ambitions and goals and dreams and aspirations.
Yeah.
And I'm finding... You know, one of the things that saddens me is that I'm finding that many believers, many Christians who know what to do are still sort of compromising what they know to be right.
Mm.
And we are called to be people of integrity always.
Yes.
Even if it takes a little longer to get what we're looking for, if it's not on our timetable or on our time schedule, God is looking for us to keep the things that we know to be of him intact.
Yeah.
And Pastor Rebecca, it's just one of those things where I know many people are on the fence. Either we're tempted, maybe some of you who are listening today, you're tempted, you know what God is saying. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a career move, whether it's something that, you know, God wants you to have and that you're a part of, but you know what he's saying. Yet the temptation of sometimes doing something contrary to the word of God is there. But these two individuals is one of the people, two of the individuals that I look at, sometimes I don't see that fear of God. And I don't see that fear of God the way some people and some Christians are living life. Maybe none of our listeners today, but that's what I'm seeing in large numbers. The way some people are living, the quality of life, the standard of living, I'm seeing that lack of fear of God. And that fear is not he's going to strike me down and, you know, he's going to put a plague in my life and give me leprosy. I mean a reverential fear of God.
Mm.
And we need to keep that intact, and God will bless us when he wants to bless us and how he wants to bless us. And it says he'll give us the desires of our heart. So we just need to stay true. If we commit to God, God
yeah.
will commit back to us.
And that's the truth. That is the truth. I love the scripture that says, come to me, all who are burdened and weary, and I will give you rest. See, we just have to grab a hold of that. And this is revelation for me, Pastor Amney. I don't know about you, but I have not arrived. I thank God that I'm not what I used to be. Amen. I may not be where I need to be or where I want to be in him, because I just want to keep going higher in him. And I'm not prone to sin on a daily basis, although there are days far and few between, thank God, when I do mess up. But I want to go higher. I want God to increase in my life. I want to decrease. I personally want to decrease so that God can increase in my life, so that he can get the glory. And I love the scripture where Jesus tells us to come unto him and he will give us rest. And that rest, so many people mix that scripture up with a scripture that's a call to salvation, a call to the altar to give your life to Jesus Christ. But really what God is saying, what Jesus was saying here, is that come to me, if you come to me on a daily basis, I will give you rest. I will give you rest from your worrying. I will give you rest from your fretting. I will give you rest from that anxiety. I will give you rest from your troubles. I will give you rest from having to feel like you have to trust on the arm of flesh. I will give you rest. That's that peace that surpasses all understanding. And this is where I want to encourage people to get in Christ, because, no, as Pastor read the scripture about the Proverbs 31 woman, and as you read, Pastor, about the man, Cornelius, who was a devout believer.
His whole entire household got saved.
Amen. And just so many people hear this, and they're like, well, you know, yeah, I do fall short. We do fall short of the glory of God. But how do I get there? Love on God. Fall in love with Jesus. Go ahead and fall in love with Jesus. Go ahead and have that confession in your heart that I just love him so much. I love God so much. I'm in awe of God. That's the reverential fear that Pastor Anthony was talking about. I have this reverential fear of God that it has to be like Paul said. Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. He said, yet I live. But it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
So, and that's a powerful, I read that this morning, and it hit me so hard in my spirit, like, bam, I was eating it up. I was eating it up, because that's it. That's the key right there. We have to crucify, be crucified with Christ, die daily to our flesh and the desires, the evil desires even, of our own flesh, so that we can walk. Guess what? It's not about deprivation. It's not about the fact that God wants to deprive us of anything, but it's about victory in Jesus, my God, in every single area of your life. So Pastor Emily and I are here to remind you to get back to that reverential fear of God, the awe of God, the being in love with God. When you first met him, you know, when you first heard about him, when he first stepped into your life, remember, think back to when you first met Jesus and how he began to make the difference in your life. I don't know about you, but God makes the difference in my life, my God.
And Pastor Becca, so you said a few things that just stand out, and it's so key how the devil attacked us when we're vulnerable and when we're weak and when we're accessible. You know, as you read in our church on yesterday or Sunday, you know, Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. And all believers, we got to fight this flesh daily. We got to fight the world daily.
Yes.
And we got to fight the devil daily.
Yes.
You know, and that's why you said we must decrease while he increased, because this flesh, even as pastors, as preachers, as people of God, always tries to get in the way.
Yeah.
Some of our ego, some of our pride, some of us want to be seen no matter how hard we try not to. We want people to know we're intelligent. We want people to know we got it together. We want people to know that we belong. And God is saying, you know, Jesus is saying, as we decrease and that Christ increase in us, that's the thing that people will see, and that's the thing that will draw many to us.
My God.
And it's so amazing that you talked about that, because the flesh, the devil, and the world is three of the challenges. And as you talked about, you know, going after the things of this world or wanting some kind of financial security, getting out of debt, having a nice, comfortable, luxurious lifestyle, there's nothing wrong with all of that. But like you said, you know, wisdom is a spirit. It say he'll give us the gift of wisdom, the gift of spirit, the gift of knowledge. And that spirit, all of that power and anointing comes from a personal relationship with Christ.
Amen.
And that's something we can never deviate from. And that's the person sometimes that make error and judgment and ways and decisions. Yes, we can repent and turn and ask for forgiveness, but sometimes we just got to be so sensitive to God, read our word, pray, and believe that God will keep us daily and give us the kind of prosperity and success that we all are longing for.
Yes, amen. Because when we do give in to sin, then we do damage to ourselves and those around us. So, and it deteriorates the quality of life that God has for us. So we have to be careful. Pastor Anthony B. Caesar from Atlanta is saying that he believes, B. Caesar, are you male or female? Amen. B. Caesar is saying that they believe that this is true. There's no fear of God. And also that people act as if grace is a license to sin. B. Caesar has put a scripture in the chat room, Romans 6, 1 and 2, addresses this by saying, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we, when we have died to sin, how shall we who have died to sin live any longer in it? And he is just so right. B. Caesar is a male. God bless you, sir. And he is just so right. We have died to sin, and we live no longer in it. And we have to realize that it is more than that. And it's more than, see, and Pastor Anthony, is amazing that so many people are afraid to talk about sin. But anytime that you're talking about a greater quality of life, you have to address this sin issue.
You have to. You can't dance around it, and we can't avoid it.
Not,
we don't need to harp on it, but it must be in the forefront of our minds.
Yeah, because the devil will have us to be deceived to believe that sin is not a problem. You know, we can't preach a half, what is the word that I want to use? We can't preach half of the gospel. See, it's the full gospel that gives us the full power of God. When we realize that sin, the Bible says the end of sin is death. See, there's a definite deterioration in the quality of life when we give in to sin, when we decide that we're going to live our lives according to the desires, the sinful desires, the evil desires of the flesh. So it's just so important that we give this whole thing. We can't just come here and say, be on your best behavior and life is going to be okie doke. We have to say that there are some consequences. And even in Deuteronomy 28, God talks about setting before you life and death, blessings and curses, and that we have to choose life. We have to choose the best. We're asking you today to choose God's best for your life. Choose
God's best
for your life.
And Pastor Becker, the devil is a great deceiver. He's getting many Christians to believe that it can't be a win-win situation. Like you just said, God is taking something from us. And he's always trying to get something to us.
He's always
trying to get something to us. The things that I've learned real early in my Christian walk, the things that God began to remove from my life, I didn't need.
Oh, say that again.
I mean, can we just be totally honest today?
Yeah.
The things that God began to remove from my life, I did not need in my life. Some of them were fun. Some of them were my comfortable things that I was used to. Some things I created. And God, as he removed things, from my life and began to put new things in my life, then I see how God operates, that he wants to continue that process of getting rid of some of the things that are really stunting our growth and our walk in him, and also putting new things in our life, such as people, opportunities, new anointings, new revelations. But God is a God of order. If we don't get the lessons where we at today, he's not going to elevate us. He said, I'll exalt you if you continue to humble yourself, then I'll continue to exalt you.
Yes, amen.
But if we're missing it, Pastor Rebecca, if we're missing it at this level and still want God to continue to bless us and give more responsibility, more people, more anointing, that's not how God operates.
We have to give God our hearts. You know, it's very simple. People come up with new revelations all of the time of how to get blessed and new secrets for the kingdom of God, which we know that the secret is Christ. It is no longer a secret. It has been revealed. But we're trying to come up with new stuff, and it's all in the book. I want the pastor to take this time to welcome Barbara Green, amen, to the chat room. I also want to give a shout-out to Mrs. D. Neal, amen. She says she's trying to get herself together over here. Barbara Green says, God bless you to you and myself, Pastor Anthony. And we do have some comments in the chat room. We do have Mrs. Dana Neal says that people on their jobs, proclaimers on their jobs, don't know how to stay on the right track as far as sin. If your job causes you to sin against the word of God, you're in the wrong place. And she goes on to say that you can't say it's my job, I have to do it. And you have to get on the right hand of God, is what Mrs. D. Neal says. So play in work, in play, and in ministry. Amen, Dana. You are just so right about that. When I first got saved, I lost my footing in my job because I went to my job and told my employer that I wasn't going to lie for him anymore and that I was not going to manipulate the system any longer. And he just couldn't believe it. He blinked his eyes and turned about five shades of red. He was just so astonished at what I had said to him that he asked me to repeat it. And I told him that I could not lie for him and I could not manipulate the system anymore because I had been born again. I was now a Christian and I was living my life for God. I had given my life to Jesus Christ. So we have to make a stand. Yes, we should never compromise God's word to advance ourselves in work, in play, in relationships, and not even in politics. So we just have to be very, very careful about how we live before God because, again, you're cutting off your own nose to spite your face when you decide to disobey God because we know the truth, and the truth is what sets us free.
And it's you know, Pastor Becker, it's just so awesome that you said that. You know, we can do that to people. We really can, kind of work our way up the corporate ladder. We can manipulate in our marriages and our relationships. We can play mind games with people. You know, some of us have a way of just, you know, being real crafty and real, not deceiving, but getting the things that we want. I mean, you and I, in our first conversations when we begin to date, were sharing about, you know, people who manipulate situations or control situations and really get what they want. But sometimes when you and I sit on this program often, I want what God wants for me.
Amen.
You know, I realize that there's some things that I wanted that I don't even desire anymore now that I serve God. There's some things that I wanted in my early life that I have no desire for anymore. But as your caller said earlier about the grace that we operate in. Sometimes when we don't see the immediate results and we see the immediate gratification of what we were wanting, it comes with the cost that some of us are, you know, not willing to pay that cost. And it's just one of those things where I believe this kind of programming needs to go forth because in many cases it's not preached across the pulpit. It's done on programs like this because we need to just be mindful of the times in which we're living in.
Yes.
The pressure is going to increase for many of us to make decisions on a daily basis. And the pressure is increasing. Just look at this financial mess that the country's in.
Mm-hmm.
So pressure will continue to come to say, you know, as your caller was just saying, even in our work, our source of income, our livelihood, we got to be people of character, people of integrity, no matter what.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And that is so true. The psalm that you spoke of earlier, where God says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. What was that, Psalm 37?
That's Psalm 37, yes.
Psalm 37. God says in Psalm 37, I love this psalm, starting with verse 1.
I love
1.
It. That's one of my favorite. Amen.
And I love this psalm. Hear this. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. My
he
God.
Shall.
He shall.
Yes, he will.
He shall. And he said, you will be fed. If you trust in God, you will be fed. He will give you the desires of your heart. He will bring what to pass? He will bring to pass. He says he will give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way. He will bring thy way to pass. The plans that you have, the things that you purpose to do, success in your job, success in your marriage, in your relationships, God will bring it to pass. Give it to God. So many of us are living life backwards. We're living life backwards. I talked earlier about the scripture where Paul said, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives through me. We're still living, and when we need to let Christ live through us, because it's only when Christ lives through us that he can bring the plans of God into fruition, into manifestation in our lives. When we say, it's not my will, but your will, like Christ said in the garden, God, let your will be done, not my will, but let your will be done, then we can really have true victory. You know, Pastor Anthony, there's so many motivational speakers, so many people out there who are doing things outside of the Word of God. They're talking about the universe. They're talking about the power of positive thinking. But don't you know that our Bible is the greatest motivational tool that we can have for the best life possible?
Amen.
Life, that
yes.
You can't be motivated outside of Christ if you're a Christian. I have to say it again. You cannot be motivated outside of Christ if you're a Christian. Pastor, I want to welcome Evangelist Luciano, Jose Luciano, to the chat room. He dropped a message in my MySpace account, Pastor. He said that we're the bomb.
He said
you guys are the bomb, and we feel the same way about you, my brother, Jose Luciano, Evangelist. And we also want to welcome Bishop Edgar Young to the chat room. God bless you. And the chat room is really active. There's a lot of conversation going on in the chat room. B. Caesar says, when I read Psalm 37, it seems not only will God give us the things we desire, but he will also put the desire for things in our heart. Amen. That's it. Bingo. That's exactly what I wanted to say, to allude to, that God will tell us what to desire. My God.
That is so
powerful.
Yes. Yes. And that's why he says, you know, the first two laws are love the Lord thy God with all thy power, that might, and thy strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Those two depend on the law. And that's just so awesome when we kind of move ourselves out of the way. And I was looking at the word service and servant today. It's just something so awesome when you service or serve others. And it's such a fulfillment. Yet, as you said, the world, the devil in this flesh sometimes says, you know, make more money, accumulate more success. Go do what you need to do to make your name bigger and greater. But God says he'll do all that stuff. You know, it's not meant for all of us to be a certain thing or a certain place in this lifetime. We all have a particular purpose and calling on our lives. And God has already preordained for us to walk victoriously in those callings that he has already predestined for us. So when we begin to climb the ladder that God has ordained for us to climb, that's when we'll kind of get the fulfillment and reward out of life that we all want. And that's why, you know, even where we are today, as far as my walk, I look at it how it evolved from coming into the church. I never was brought up in church, never wanted to go to church, but God touched me. And when he touched me, he changed me. And I thank God that we were in a sound ministry that taught on things that similar to what we're teaching about today, you know, in that time about integrity, lifestyle, the quality of life. And I begin to change and be transformed by the renewing of my mind. And it's a continuous process, deliverance, healing, transformation. It's a continuing process. So when the devil allows sinners to come into the camp, you know, and that's why the children of Israel couldn't even be Ai or one of those small armies.
Yes.
Because there was sin in the camp.
Yes.
You know, when there's sin in the camp, the accuser always trying to have the leverage in that point to accuse you, but we know there's no condemnation
yes,
to those
amen.
Of us who are in Christ Jesus. So if you've done something, even this morning, just turn and now continue to go in the right direction.
That's right. Repent. A turning away from. Repent. Amen. Pastor Anthony, we have a call. Are you ready to open up the phone line?
Amen. This line is fired up. Let's open it up.
Amen. And we are welcoming you to call in 646-652-4832 and talk with us. Amen. Add to this topic of discussion. And I know Evangelist Luciano has some news, so he'll be calling in. And we're going to take this call. Area code 719. You're on the air. God bless you.
Yes, this is Bishop Edgar Young, Jr. from the city of Grove here, Alabama. First of all, I want to say kingdom greetings to all my father's children. And it's a privilege to be back on your broadcast again. Just wanted to say this regarding what's being said is that, you know, my mind goes to the book of Hebrews, where the scripture says, "Behold, it is written of me that I've come in the volume of the book to do thy will, O God."
Mm.
Amen. When we realize that when we give our lives or surrender our lives to Christ and truly take on that born-again nature, that then we could fulfill that it, as Paul said, it is no longer I, but Christ that liveth within me.
That's right. Amen.
But one of the main things is that when the people can come to realize that God created them for his glory, amen,
that's
whether
right.
it's under salvation or whether it's unto eternal damnation. Now, God give us choices. You see, it, nowadays, since the gospel have come to fore, the only reason why a person will go to hell now is by their own choice. That's why when Moses said, to choose you this day. Amen. So I just wanted to say that you know, everything that I've heard, I've really liked. Just wanted to iterate that a little bit that, you know, we as Christians have to come to the place of surrendering our will totally to the mind and will of God. That's why the Bible tells us to let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Bishop, sir. So good to hear from you today. Thanks for calling in again. And it's always a privilege because you always come with a right on time word from the Lord. Pastor Anthony, you do something, you talk about that same thing, choice, change, and commitment.
Absolutely. I call it the three C's to success, and the bishop is so on point. And beloved of God, today we're talking about, you know, the sin-free life, integrity, character, living a life of quality and standards. And we're all at different places in this walk. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. It is a process. And for some of us, it's a gradual process. But you, if you begin going in the right direction, God will do the rest. And that's the one of the wonderful things about God is that he judges the heart. And if we have a sincere desire to change certain things that he shows us about ourselves, he'll complete the work. It says he's the author and finisher of our faith. So he'll complete the work if we do our part. So
Amen.
Don't get the courage to beat yourself up too much. If some of this stuff is convicting you or some of the topic today is getting you to a place to think and see yourself in a whole new light, that's the wonderful thing of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of each and every believer.
Yes, and Pastor Anthony, I was reading, and we have another call. I'm going to put Evangelist Luciano on the air in a minute. I was reading the book of John today about the man at the pool called Bethesda. And, you know, it was a season when the angel would come and trouble the waters, and the first person that came into the water would be made whole and healed from whatever it was that was ailing him. And Jesus came upon this man who had been infirm for 38 years and asked him, wilt thou be made whole? And the man said, every time they'll try to get into the water, someone goes in ahead of me. And Jesus said, be healed, take up your bed and walk. And the man was healed instantly. What I love about this story is that Jesus recognized that the man was at least trying. And see, the man, he was infirmed, and he was on a bed of affliction, but at least they said that the man was impotent. But at least the man, and it's not impotent as we know the word to mean today, but at least the man was trying. And that's what you were saying, Pastor Anthony, that God knows your heart and that Jesus will step in. If you do your best towards God and you have a Jesus in your heart and a desire to please God in your heart, then God will step in and do the rest.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
His grace really is sufficient. You know, when Paul talks about that thorn, and then the text goes to talk about the weaknesses, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. We all have weaknesses.
Yes.
And God will continue to work on our strengths, and he'll continue to teach us how to deal with our weaknesses. But
wow.
God is concerned about our entire life, not just the spiritual, but the natural. Not
wow.
just the natural, but our souls and our beings, our families, every aspect of our lives. God is concerned about. So
Amen.
He knows we need. He know we need money to survive. God knows what we need. He says, "Why worry about tomorrow? I know what you need."
Yes.
So as we continue to walk and work on our spirit, he said, "If you walk in the spirit, you won't fulfill the desires of the flesh." We need to continue to work on the spirit. But as you just were saying, Pastor Rebecca, this try, this effort, this choice, change, commitment works for every area of life.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Pastor Emily, we have Evangelist Luciana with us. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Rebecca. Pastor Rebecca, thank God for you guys, and I thank God that you are doing what God called you guys to do. I'm a little sad and a little sad because I heard about a great man of God that fell, which I put it on the chat.
Yeah.
We need to pray for him because he has. I follow his ministry. He has an awesome ministry with music, and these days in my program, I've been talking about understanding God's grace, because people mistake God's grace as a performance, you know, and try to cheat God's that, like you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, as you got kids, you know. They know what way to reach you to get what they want.
Yes.
But possibly their heart is not behind the motivation. They just want to get something without really, you know, they're basically making a move. And I see that as Christian as a whole, there's a lot of Christians who are living as a performance.
My God.
Perform to be Christians, but denying the power thereof. And lately I've been focusing on Galatians and other parts of the scripture that talks about grace and performance to understand what is grace. And what I was sharing in my program is I read Galatians 3:3 that says, you know, in the King James it says, "You are so foolish, had begun in the spirit, now you are being made perfect by the flesh." And in the NIV version it says, "You are so foolish. After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to obtain your goal through human effort?" You know, and
wow.
That's what we see in these last days. A lot of performance, a lot of, you know, entertainment. And we need to go in our faces, lay before the Lord, ask God's forgiveness and attain his grace and his mercy. That it's only through that we are able to walk this Christian life.
Yeah.
You know? And it's sad. It's, you know, it really hurt me a lot because, he's seen by a lot of people around the world, but how much more us, the nobodies, if the enemy could knock down the high and mighty, how much more we, if we don't stick close to the cross of Jesus Christ and hold on to that blood of Jesus, because that's the only thing that's going to save us from this evil generation.
Well, it says even the very elect will be deceived.
Yep.
And we have to, will be in it, if that were possible. It said even the very elect will be deceived if that were possible. And what we have to realize is that we have to constantly stay in the Spirit. We have to stay in Christ. That's why Pastor Anthony and I were talking about allowing God to increase in our lives, and that we, so that we would decrease. Now, I believe that this gospel singer admits now that he's homosexual.
He's been homosexual.
He's been a homosexual.
Yep.
On the down low.
Yep. And he's married. He has a couple of kids.
Right. Now, I see the name in there, Ray Bowles, but I thought he was just a jazz. I never knew that he was a gospel singer. I thought he was a jazz musician. I used to buy his jazz 20 years ago when I was in the world.
But I think it might be a different Ray Bowles.
Okay.
He's been doing gospel for a long time. I mean, a lot of his music was done on Christian movies. And, I mean, you got time, you could do the research, and it might be a different person. But I remember him in the 80s, the 90s, you know,
okay.
when I was young, the Lord.
Okay, well, yeah, we need to pray for him because it's unfortunate, but it's so many people, there's so much going on that people are thrust into the limelight and they are made celebrities by the church world. They're made celebrities and they are elevated before their time. Then we as Christian folk begin to idolize these people who are just using their gifts for the glory of God, but because they're being idolized now, they have bought into this the fact that now they are these human gods who are infallible. So we have to be careful as people. We look at them when they fall, the giants in the Christian world when they fall, but we as people of God have to be careful that we are not idolizing these Christians who are in the limelight, who we see on TV, who we see doing the music for God. So we just have to be very careful of that. Pastor Anthony, we have another caller. Do you want me to go ahead and take this call?
Yes, go ahead and take that call. We'll comment that again. We're going to continue to pray because evangelists just again bring it to light. You know, as we cover this topic, that no one is exempt from the evil in our day.
Yes, amen. Area code 770. Welcome to Power in the Word. You're on the air.
Hey, this is B. Caesar calling. Well, my name's Jason. Actually, calling from Atlanta.
Oh, God bless you, B. Caesar. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I wanted to chime in a little bit on this subject because I think that's one of the problems that I guess many Christians have, where they exalt the pastor to the point beyond where it should be, if that makes sense. Or even the singers, I think we sometimes idolize certain gifts as if one gift is better than another gift when they were all given freely from God, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think we really have to be careful and mindful of that, you know, God is the true, or Jesus is the shepherd, and even the pastor, he's the under-shepherd. Now, again, I'm not saying we don't disrespect him or show honor to our pastor. I'm not saying that at all. But I think that a lot of times when people really have an improper relationship with that or, you know, the glory is not really going to God but going to that person, I think that's where we finally kind of get into a problem there, you know?
Pastor Anthony?
Amen. He brings up a very good point. Again, that there should be a reverential respect for the man or woman of God, you know, the under-shepherd of a local assembly or local church. But again, as you just said, you know, Pastor Rebecca, we as the body of Christ, as the universal church, have fallen into this thing where, like you said, we're filling up stadiums. We talk about sometimes pastors or preachers or whoever it may be, singers more than God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit. And he is a jealous God. He will continue to be a jealous God. So it's one of those things that we as individuals, as believers, must be mindful. And the disciples caught this. The early church got this. And that's why he added 3 and 5 and, you know, 1,000 at a pop, because they had this. It was all about Jesus with the Apostle Paul. He went building churches all over. But guess what? He said, not I. He gives an account in Corinthians. He did all of these great things, more so than the original apostles. And he gives about 6 or 7 items. But he said, yet not I, but Christ. In other words, he did an outward work that we're still talking about today, but he still gives Christ the glory.
Can I add in on that, too?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, even within that, where he goes down that list of all these accomplishments, it says, I haven't even apprehended, you know?
My
I think
God.
That should be our same kind of motivation, the same kind of approach we should have. If Paul, who is writing the Bible that we're preaching and teaching out of, can say that he hasn't apprehended, then we should never get to a place where we think that we have arrived.
Yes.
Amen. And so, and, you know, and so many of us, again, just kind of fall into that. Well, you know, you got to watch that. And sometimes when people, you know, say, oh, you did such a great job, or you preached so well, you sung so well, sometimes, even though they're really sincere, you got to watch it because there could be a devil in that.
My God.
And just saying that, and you take that and twist that and start turning that instead of saying, well, you know what, God, it's just God working through me, it's just the anointing on me, taking that and start worshiping yourself instead of giving that praise and glory to God.
Wow. Wow. And what did Paul say? He said, by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Yeah,
and
amen.
We have to realize that by it's only by his grace that we're able to do what we do for him. And it's only because we're doing what we do for him in his name that we're able to do it with that power. And it's only when we fully submit and surrender our lives to him will his power be able to continue to be made manifest in our lives, in our marriages, in our ministry, and everything pertaining to life and godliness. We totally, as the people of God, have to surrender all and even our evil, especially our evil desires of the world. When we lived out there and we were fornicating and when we were drinking and drugging and doing all kinds of crazy, gluttony, all kinds of craziness, we have to get a handle on that before God. Like Pastor Anthony says, before we exalt ourselves, because it's not God exalting us prematurely. We're exalting ourselves if the truth were to be told. So, or before people exalt us. And don't let nobody exalt you. Juanita Bynum said this. She said, I'm not going to be the church's superstar anymore. She came to a revelation where she could not no longer make the church, allow the church to make her their little star.
And can I add to that, too? I was going to say, when you talked earlier, I think Pastor Anthony said it about, when he was talking about sin, I think the real deceptive nature of sin has two problems. One, when we do sin, Satan will try to come and attack us with guilt and condemnation when we can, all we have to do is repent and just get back in line. But I think the second part of it is that sin really does deceive people. And what I'm talking about is not saying just sinning in general. Obviously, we all still sin. None of us will be perfect. But what I mean is that premeditated sin, when people continue, like, for example, fornication, when people continue to do those things that they already know is wrong, they know it's sin, and it leads to lasciviousness. And what lasciviousness is, which I know you guys know, is when you no longer can find a break. When you no longer can just stop that thing that you said, oh, okay, I'm just going to do it one more time, and one more time turns into one more time. And then no longer can you find the brakes, and it's a stronghold, and now you're going down the wrong path away from God's plan and purpose for your life. And I think that's just what happens in a lot of these situations where, you know, with high-profile situations, the person starts out with one way, and then that little sin continues and continues. And like it says in Proverbs, he who walks in integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will be found out. And that's it, I think.
Amen. Break it
Amen.
On
now, the Bible says the wages of sin.
Yeah.
I mean, as Brother was just saying, all those little sins added up. You know, it's a summation.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Jason. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
And we'll
I enjoy the show, by the way.
Amen. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen. God bless you.
Bye-bye, you guys.
Amen. I want to welcome Lalisa Firestarter to the chat room. God bless you, woman of God. And again, we're on the line here. It is this broadcast is I'm feeling God. So we want to welcome you. We only have 7 more minutes. If you want to call in this last 7 minutes, 646-652-4832. Pastor Anthony, that's dead air.
Amen. I thought you were going to do a little promo or commercial, but you was giving the number to those who wish to call in these last 2 minutes,
sir,
that we have.
Yes,
but again,
darling,
the quality of, amen, the quality of life, the standard of living, it is so important that those of us, not just on this line, but those of us who God has called to a higher standard, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the standard is raised up. And the floodgates are open on this world. So they're looking for a godly marriage. They're looking for a church that is holy and on serious point without spot or wrinkle for God. They're looking for someone to lay hands on and still be able to heal and get a prayer through. Hallelujah. They're looking for the power, the manifestation, the signs and wonders that is written in all of our Bible.
Yes, Lord.
The whole creation groans. There's such a desire for the true. Those who worship me in spirit and truth, the true believers.
Yes.
And we're the ones, like you said, Pastor Rebecca, this is not the season to be timid or passive. It's just not the season to be silent. This
is
the time to rise up and say, it's for Christ I live, for Christ I'll die.
My God, amen, Evangelist?
Yes, I'm just worshiping God. That's a prophetic word that your pastor's sharing. And we need to get more God, more than ever. You know, what comes to mind is James chapter 1, verse 25. It says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, continue in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he and her does.
My God.
We need to seek for that perfect law of liberty, which is in Christ Jesus, and continue, not to forget, you know, not to forget and be doers of that work. And we will be blessed.
My
you know,
God.
That's in Jesus' name.
Ooh. Ah. Hey. My God. My God. My God. My God. I tell you. Oh, Lord, you're so good. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name. Oh, God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. God, we thank you, Lord, for this time that you have allowed us to be together in your presence, in your name. We thank you, Lord, that you're here in our midst. As you said, that where we gather together in your name, two or more, that you shall be in our midst. God, I thank you for each and every person in the chat room, Lord, that's listening, God. I thank you for each and every person that called in, Brother Jason and Evangelist Luciana. Bishop Ecker Young, and Father God, so many, Father God, who have come by this way, Father God. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for their lives, for their hunger. They're panting after you as a deer panting for the water, Lord. So our souls are panting after you. Oh, yes, God. So we worship you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that every stronghold in the lives of your people is being broken right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as they go back to work, Father God, even as they go back to their families, even as they go to other broadcasts here on Blog Talk Radio, Lord, bless them. Bless them in their walk with you, God. Let them, Father God, incline their hearts to do your will, God. Oh, God, you talked in Ezekiel about giving us a new heart, God, and inclining us to do your will. So, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you're creating us a pure heart with which to worship you, Lord. Oh, God, like David, we're hiding your word in our hearts so that we might not sin against you. And, Lord, we just repent, Lord, right now for all wrongdoing, God, and ask, Father God, for your forgiveness, Lord, even as we leave from this place and power to do your will. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, and we ask that you heal the sick amongst us, God. By your stripes, we are healed. We ask that you heal the sick amongst us, God. Take away the pain, the physical ailment, the mental ailment, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that you, Father God, empower those who are weak today. In your weakness, we are strong, God, in the name of Jesus. So we lean on the everlasting arms of you, God, and we declare that you are the lifter of our heads. You are, Lord, the one who strengthens us. You are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our life. You are the very air that we breathe. So we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus for this time that you have allowed us to be together. And Lord, touch everybody standing in the need of a touch from you on today, God.
Yes.
Touch those who are downcast. Touch those who are brokenhearted. Touch, God. Deliver, Lord. Set free, God, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the hand of the devourer, in the name of Jesus, over the lives of your people. And we declare that no weapon formed against them can prosper. So, Lord, we love you today. We praise you, Lord. Go with us down from this place. Go with us and continue to speak to your people on today. Help us to do right. Lord, help us to choose right, God. You gave us free will, God. But, Lord, we're seeking your help. Even as those of us who are weak and feel like we can't do it, let us know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So, Lord, we thank you that there is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. And we thank you for the power of repentance. And we give this time to you, and we give this prayer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor Anthony, we have 56 seconds, sir.
I just want to say, and I preached it from Luke 18, when the publican, the tax collector, and the Pharisee, the one who seems to be called himself righteous, came to the altar. You know, the sinner, the Pharisee, the publican stood back because he did not feel worthy. And we need to know that God said that man went back home because he was humbled, more so delivered and more anointed and more powerful than the one who thought he had it all together. And I pray that this program was a blessing, because we need to know, when we humble ourselves and confess our faults one to another, we are truly healed. So I thank God for the healing that took place today. And go in peace and serve your Lord.
Amen. God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow and on Wednesday at 12 noon right here on Blog Talk Radio. We love you. Bye-bye, and God bless.